Over in that other country over there where we worked, one of them, we had a guy, young Muslim. They're radicals. They call themselves rock throwers. They just, all they do is throw rocks at Israelis wherever they see them. It's a good career. I mean, it doesn't last. It's not a long career, but it's a good one when you're unemployed and have no future and lots of rocks. That's what he's committed his life to, and he's so filled with hatred because of what they've done to him and his family and all that stuff. And so one night he finds a Bible because another Muslim dude had come to Christ, put a Bible in a hotel room up way up in the West Bank where nobody goes, and this kid finds it. This 18-year-old finds it, and he's reading through it, doesn't understand any of it, but it's intriguing to him. And so he finds the guy that put it in the drawer, left it, and says, "Hey, you left this." And the other guy's like, "I know. What do you think of it?" He goes, "Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Do you want to meet some guys that really understand this? Maybe." So the reason he can say that to this guy is because this other guy's a Muslim, right? If that was a Christian, he would never have even had the conversation. But this is kind of like, well, you are a Samaritan, or well, you are a Gentile, so we can have this conversation. So the guy calls us, me and another guy, and an Algerian Muslim guy. We go meet this young man in a hotel. He comes in. Now listen, I don't get my identity from this guy coming to faith. Do you understand that? Do you understand how liberating that is? I'm so, like, we're so free in that room. We are going to be our identity in that room. Our people, we say, you bring your identity in the room. You give 110% to everything that the Lord has asked of your identity in that room. And when you leave that room, you take your identity with you, and you do not worry about it again. You do not lay in bed at night going, "Man, that was awful." The enemy will ruin you. Like, I played the game as hard as I could in my identity. It was amazing, and the game is now over, and I'll come back to the next time. Jesus knows when to go, what to say, when to stop talking, and when to leave. We don't know. We can't tell. And so we meet this guy. He's in the room with us. And the Muslim guy is talking to him. The Muslim is a very devout follower of Jesus. He's talking to, he's an Algerian. He's talking to this young Palestinian. And they're talking. And the young Palestinian keeps looking at him and going, like, "Are you one of my people?" And the Algerian guy, he says his name to the kid. "Yeah, my family name is this. Yeah, I'm one of your people. Yeah, of course, we're brothers. You don't talk like one of my people. You look and act like one of my people, but you don't sound like one of my..." It's what they said about Jesus in the synagogue. Like, we've heard this before, not like this. We've read this passage before, not like this. Because Jesus is speaking from his identity. He's not just reading a book to people in some false identity. And so... And the Algerian says, "Do you want to hear from God right now? We can talk a long time, but we can just cut to it, and you want to hear him speak to you right now?" And the young guy's like, "Yes." Now, do you know why we wouldn't say that to that young Muslim? "Do you want to hear God speak to you right now? Do you know why we wouldn't say that?" Why? Yeah, we don't believe this stuff. Would God talk to this guy? We don't know. Does he talk to me? If I've fasted long enough or had enough quiet times and I can invoke him, he might show and play Bethel music. He might appear. Wow. But just in my own lousy little life on Monday. So how am I going to do it with a lost person? I'm denying him one of the greatest things ever known, that God will talk to you, because I can't hear him. Because I don't know. And so this guy, you want to hear him right now? Yes. Okay, here we go. The kid runs into the bathroom to wash. Comes out, gets down on the floor. They pray together. And the young kid looks up. He's staring at the ceiling of the hotel room. He's looking at the one. "Come see the one. He's here. He's right there. He's down there. Come see the one that doesn't think I'm just a bad low-level Samaritan, nobody objectified by men. He thinks I'm the leader of you guys." He's looking up, and there's a light shining. There's a light, and I feel peace like I've never felt before. And the Algerian says, "That peace is a person. You can feel it. No one has to convince him. We're not worried about this. This is the kingdom. It's here. You can reach out and take it. Confess, repent, believe the new thing." And that kid's like, "I want everything of whatever this is." And that was it. Now, we were like, "Jesus, what kind of teaching was that? Like, you stopped why didn't you tell him who you are and the essence of the hypostatic union and stuff yet? Like, why? So he's got to know that, doesn't he? Like, you're a light. That's all he gets. And that's enough?